And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We have once again game balls to deliver on a victory week. And offensively, Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb, 7 catches, 85 yards. But Mike, describe the confidence you had in Rodgers getting it to Cobb on that third down late in the game to ice this one.
Well, I'm just once again just trying to, you know, spread them out, take advantage of the matchups. Aaron did a great job extending the play because we were in a 3-step drop. And I mean, it's just really a great throw and a great catch in a tight coverage.
Mike, defensively, you guys decided on Sam Barrington. And the thing I like about Sam is that he doesn't find the piles. I mean, like, there's some linebackers, somehow, some way, they're going to fall over a guy laying on the ground. When he's got his shots, he steps up and hits somebody.
No doubt. I mean, he lays the wood to him. He started early in the game, and, you know, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for your linebackers to, you know, scrape, get off the ball, get off blocks, and hit the runner, and he goes down. So, I mean, Sam's getting more and more opportunities. He's definitely taking advantage of them.
Jaron Elliott gets the special teams game ball. He had the first tackle on the kickoff of Danny Amendola and then tackled him at the 28-yard line on their final, before their final offensive drive as well.
Yeah, another young player just getting better with each opportunity. So, you know, he's getting to play a little bit on defense, but he's been real steady for us on special teams.
Mike, since we're discussing individuals, I can't help but bring it up. Mike Daniels, I love what he brings to the party. And that's game in, game out, but he brought a lot to the party against the Patriots.
Definitely. Mike plays with tremendous energy, and, you know, he's a powerful, explosive man. So you need to give Mike a couple of days off because he brings so much energy to work. So he's a big part of the emotion of a football team.
Next up, we'll get you ready for Monday Night Football and the Atlanta Falcons. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. The Falcons, 5-7, first place in the NFC South. And you might say, okay, they're under 500, but they beat a very good Arizona team, 29-18. What do you see on the film, Mike?
Well, I was very impressed just what I've seen so far. Their defense is very opportunistic. They had 3 interceptions, you know, against Arizona. But, hey, you know, they're first in their division. I think you really have to, you know, pay close attention to that. So they need to win. It's December football. We need to get to 10 wins, so we're looking forward to this contest.
Speaking of which, Mike, last week in the locker room, somebody said, we can't even talk about playoffs around here because Mike won't let us until we get to 10 wins. Why is that the magical mark?
I think history proves that, and it's not exact every year, but it's wasted conversation. The media has enough noise that we have to listen to, so let's not create our own. So that's really the theory behind it.
One thing that we really haven't talked a lot about on the show, but I think it's important, is 78,431, a new Lambeau Field record, 6-0 at home. How much has that helped you guys this year, the home field advantage?
I mean, there's no place like Lambeau Field, so it's the best home field advantage. So let's make sure we're playing there in January. That's the plan.
All right, so good luck against the Falcons, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after they play Atlanta. Thanks for watching, everybody.